percent of wealth of the people of Bethlehem, I'm guessing. Fields are not any bigger than this group of seats here and this one and this one. Each one of those little fields belonged in biblical times to a single family, and to this day, that's pretty much how it is. So let's go a little bit closer. Let me show you. Notice in the little field, some are worked, some are not, which supports the idea that they don't all belong to the same family. Some families have plowed, some families have not. Now, much of the central Old Testament happens in terrain very much like this. Notice each field is divided by rows of stones. The topsoil is very shallow. A lot of places, if you took your hiking boot and you dug for a couple of minutes, you could easily, with your foot, dig down to bedrock. Soil will be anywhere from 8 inches to a foot and a half, and that's about it. So they pick the stones out of there, and they create these dividing walls separating one field from another. I've seen research which indicates those walls were there already in pretty much those same locations when Joshua and the Israelites got there. So nothing has changed. Even the walls are in the same places. The Israelites simply divided it up, and each tribe got an area. This happens to be the tribe of Benjamin, Saul's tribe, where this one was taken. And each tribe divided up the land so that each family had one farm. Now, those particular plots of ground are the family's inheritance. What's interesting is, I got to discipline myself tonight because otherwise I'm not going to get to the point I want to go. So I'm not going to go there. I apologize for even bringing it up. The biblical use of a word instead of the word inheritance. We'll talk about that maybe, God willing, another time. But land is not just real estate. It's not just income. Land is a piece of God's world that you have been given, that the person has been given as a place to serve God. So the Jew, to this day, doesn't look at land as simply, hey, that's where I make a living, or it's been in the family for a long time, and my children are hopefully going to run their business from here. But the Jew looks at it and says, that little plot is the part of God's world he gave to me to take care of, and I'm going to have to answer to him someday for how I cared for his world. That's a big deal, because it's managing God's world, and that's the place I do it. Now, in that context, think of some of the biblical lessons. Each one of those rows of stone divide your inheritance, your heritage is the English word I was groping for a moment ago. The heritage, your heritage from yours, from yours, from yours. So that's my heritage. The stone walls mark where your heritage begins and mine ends. Now, there are two things you could do to mess with that heritage. They call it, and this is in the Bible on more than one occasion, moving the ancient landmarks. What are the ancient landmarks? Those stone walls, among other things. What could you do? Well, one thing you could do is move the ancient landmarks by taking a piece of your neighbor's. You could buy it when he's in trouble, or you could steal it when he's not around, and you could move the wall into his heritage, and he would no longer have the place he had been given to serve God. Now, God said, I don't want that to happen. If you sell a piece of land on the 50th year, you're going to get it back, because I don't ever want you to have to go forever without a part of my world to be responsible for. So you never lost it permanently. That's the background to the Ahab story. You remember Ahab and the vineyard that he took away and killed Naboth? Why wouldn't Naboth give him the vineyard? That vineyard probably wasn't any bigger than this stage. Ahab would have given Naboth 100 times, I'm sure, what that vineyard was worth. Naboth said, I can't. God has entrusted this piece of his world. You want me to stand in front of him someday and say, God, I sold it because I got a good price for it? I can't ever give it up. Now, the rabbis have some tremendous teachings that come out of that. Every one of you has a heritage. For some of you, it is actually a piece of land that God has given you to care for in his world. For others, you may rent. You may not own 1 square centimeter of ground. But God has entrusted you with something. God has entrusted you with a heritage that he has asked you to care for. You are responsible before God to be able to say to him, I took the heritage, I took the talents, I took the job, I took the family, I took the responsibilities you laid on me, and I did my best to bring this part of your work.